War powers, party fractures, and a $4 billion corruption allegation. The Iran war is scrambling domestic American politics along lines that defy standard partisan sorting. Senator John Curtis of Utah, a Republican, has placed the administration on notice that its information management around troop casualties is unacceptable, even as his party is simultaneously being asked to vote on $87.6 billion in supplemental war funding within weeks. The constitutional authorization question, meanwhile, gives members of both parties an avenue for a more principled stand. The War Powers Resolution's 60-day clock began on day one. On the Democratic side, Michigan Senate candidate Abdul El Sayed had a visibly uncomfortable appearance on CNN Tuesday when anchor Jake Tapper pressed him on leaked audio in which he allegedly instructed staff to avoid commenting on Khamenei's death. El Sayed deflected repeatedly. Michigan's large Arab American and Muslim American population makes the Iran conflict an acute electoral challenge for Democratic candidates in that state. Bernie Sanders brushed off House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries' plea to stop backing primary challengers against incumbent Democrats, underscoring a deepening factional conflict within the party heading toward the midterms. In a separate development, Senate Democrats released a formal minority report accusing the Trump family of generating $4 billion in profits tied to positions of executive power since taking office, covering real estate deals, foreign investments, and what Democrats describe as monetization of executive authority. The administration is expected to dismiss the report as political theater, but the specificity of the figure will drive sustained scrutiny. A federal judge dismissed the DOJ's lawsuit against Minnesota's sanctuary policies, ruling the government failed to demonstrate a conflict with federal law that courts could remedy, continuing a pattern of judicial losses for the administration on immigration enforcement. Separately, the Supreme Court agreed to hear the case of an Alaskan pilot whose $95,000 Cessna was seized because a passenger carried a six-pack of beer. The case will force the court to clarify the Eighth Amendment's excessive fines clause and could significantly constrain how law enforcement agencies across the country deploy civil asset forfeiture as a revenue tool.